invasive and infuriating, and he is everywhere.
You're driving around and you just hear constant explosions in the background. Just boom, boom.
Demos take skill. They're a legitimate strategy.
Two devils! Double devil from reveal into...
If you bump a few times, the scrim's shocked for sure.
Ridiculous. You're just mauling G2. G2 can't even stay alive.
That is my demo. You demo, you're dirty.
It's the most controversial tactic in the entirety of Rocket League. While some call it impressive and wildly entertaining to watch, others call it cheap and unsportsmanlike, with some even advocating for its removal or huge gameplay tweaks to nerf its effectiveness. Even 10 years later, you still find loads of fans and players polarized by the use of this particular strategy. It's risky, it's difficult to pull off, and it's sure to bring contention between all ends of the community every time it appears. How could a game as wholesome as Car Soccer result in something like this? Well, in this story, it all revolves around a rare but certainly memorable approach to the game. One that only a select few professional players and teams have dared to make the cornerstone of their playstyle. But the ones that have certainly ended up making a reputation for themselves. To put it one way.
Come on, where you at? Where's the defense?
This is the story of Rocket League's most controversial tactic. Today's video is sponsored by Cash App. I'm sure you guys have heard of Cash App by this point. They've been involved in the YouTube community for quite a while. I want to talk today about the Cash App card, which is a debit card that's connected to your Cash App balance. The cool thing is you can actually customize it to your liking to make it personal and unique to you. There are also exclusive discounts for cardholders for things like coffee, food delivery, video games, and much more. Of course, there's no hidden fees, no monthly charges, and no minimum balance requirement. And Cash App also has security top of mind. They automatically decline suspicious card activity and send you a notification whenever something comes up. For a limited time, new Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHIN10 at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Thank you so much to Cash App for sponsoring this video. Remember to click the link below or just scan the QR code to get started. And now, let's get back to the video. When a Rocket League car collides with another at maximum speed, what ends up happening is the unsuspecting victim will immediately be blown to pieces. This is what we call a demolition, or a demo for short. And when this happens, the player unfortunate enough to be on the receiving end of this is officially eliminated from the game. For about 3 seconds. Moments later, this player is automatically respawned in their defensive corner and resumes playing as normal. It's a simple concept, and honestly, not even that punishing when you look at it this way. Only taking someone out for 3 seconds. But even from the start, players already had their grievances with it. Why do people get so mad at demos? Are demos like a form of BM or disrespect? Probably because they expect a clean match, when truly they lack self-awareness. You're actually trash if you demo on the opponent's side of the field and still manage to not score. Demoing is taking the cheap way to win, just like you do with your life. Why are demos so frowned upon? Because half of the player base is 8 years old, and the other half act like they are. Demo is cool. Just don't do it to me, you cringe demo nerd. Because a lot of people are sensitive crybabies and can't handle it. Ratting around the map going for demos the entire game, these people can, yeah.
Tyler just mad
because it's desperate. They're only frowned upon by idiots. That you are trash and you should uninstall. I hate you and I don't even know you. As you can see, the conversation around demos was already a heated one right from the get-go. Many people made comparisons to football, soccer, and how fouls work in real sports. Some took the extreme saying that demos should be highly nerfed or even removed from the game, while others just said go wild and use them however you want. After all, demos weren't really that common originally. The narrow requirements for a demo to take place, needing to have the proper speed and angle of contact, meant that they didn't actually happen all the time anyway. But as the years went on, season after season, demolitions weren't going away. They were only happening even more. According to the population stats on ballchasing.com, the average demos per game just about doubled over the course of less than a year in 2017. And it certainly didn't stop there. The rise in the physical game was occurring across all skill levels, from the low ranks all the way to the pros, as the RLCS statistics were following the exact same path. If anything, it was growing even faster here. But while the general ranked population was busy arguing about demos from the start, the professional scene didn't see much drama surrounding it until later. The general consensus among the pros was basically no restrictions at all. Use them however you want. May the best team win.
Back and forth right now in the ball control game. Rizzo going to look to see if he can get gimmick. Just goes for the demolition. What a brilliant play from Rizzo.
And pretty much everyone held that position up through 2018 as well. However, in 2019, the ever-increasing demo meta was tipping into a stage that changed a few people's opinions on it. Welcome to DreamHack Montreal, an off-season LAN tournament full of nearly all the best Rocket League teams in the world. While everyone had their eyes on teams such as NRG, G2, Vitality, Cloud9, it was actually none of these teams that would end up taking the trophy. Instead, it was stolen by a team of unproven rookies. A team that surprised the world with a playstyle that no one had seen before.
Somebody has to get in front of it, stop him from getting an easy shot.
Oh, well played actually by the peeps, though. They have answered.
Because now they need something and they need it soon. Canvas provide! Top corner!
Throughout the tournament, a team known as the Peeps displayed a level of confidence, aggression, and emphasis on the physical game that we've never seen before. Seriously, this amount of bumping is what many Rocket League players would have considered to be crossing the line if done in a ranked match. But the Peeps were doing it as an actual competitive tactic.
The demo from Rattles left things us all over the place. Series against GCR, it looked like it was all over because Alpha made that play.
After taking down Mouse Sports, followed by the current world champions Renault Vitality, they found themselves in the grand finals against G2, who were already considered one of the most aggressive teams in the world. The Peeps, however, didn't care in the slightest.
Probably wasn't the correct decision. There was somebody in a perfect spot to pass to. Quite get it. Lovely first touch, but still going for the What's happening on our screen? It's ridiculous.
They're just falling, G2. Two players taken out of the game. Make it three. G2 can't even stay alive. The biggest Cinderella story that we have ever seen. The Peeps have won DreamHack Montreal.
Coming in as the 12 seed, the Peeps pulled off easily the biggest underdog run in Rocket League history, utilizing a strategy that none of the top teams could stop. It's no wonder why, around this time, a few professional opinions regarding the physical game started to shift. Toward the end of this same year, a few more discussions started to pop up that really shed light on how people felt about demolitions at this point. While most pros didn't outright call them dirty or cheap, some did call them boring or even unskillful. Many of them started discussing different ways they should be nerfed, such as removing the smoke or letting a player choose which corner they respawn in. Definitely small adjustments, but it goes to show you where things were heading. Everyone knew it would only get more physical from here. This was also the time where air dribble bumps and Spanish kickoffs entered the scene and really started taking over. These are the sort of tactics that were so strong, many players were convinced that they had absolutely no counterplay. Goal after goal after goal. So many bumps, so many demos. Playing against someone who knew what they were doing with this playstyle was becoming agony. There was no realistic chance that Rocket League would actually consider removing bumps entirely, so with everything on the table, it was clear where the meta was heading, both professionally and casually, as the trend continued. Throughout 2020 and 2021, small discussions regarding the ethics behind this playstyle continued to take place, but nothing really ended up coming from them. No changes to the game, no crazy record-breaking stories, but in 2022, that began to change. A player by the name of Calm, someone already with an aggressive playstyle, was quickly developing a not-so-positive reputation as his team suddenly started producing much better results. How did they get those better results, you ask? Well, I guess you can see for yourself. Calm adopted the playstyle of chasing around his opponents, causing havoc, and being an absolute menace. The way he disrupted his opponents made the former Peeps playstyle look polite by comparison. Not to mention, along with it, he also delivered the most brutal trash talk Pro Rocket League has ever seen.
What's going
He's
on?
He's laughing at him!
The whole idea of the way Calm played was to get into the heads of the opponents. Needless to say, it was totally working, and to no one's surprise, it also made him one of the most controversial players in the scene.
Beast mode towards net! Beast
Come on, where you at? Where's the defense? Where did they go?
How do you get affected by the booing? Does it inspire you to keep going?
I mean, honestly, I could barely hear it when I was on there. I don't think they're quite loud enough, to be honest.
Seeing how well this was working for their results, Calm only elevated in aggression, which in turn also elevated the amount of physical play throughout the entire scene.
Seeking missile there, Arsenal, double demo, and that's going to do it, Daniel.
Rocket League never used to look like this, but the demolition meta was in full swing, and some pros, especially the veterans, didn't take kindly to this new wave. Throughout the year, rumors began to spread through the community that certain professional teams would actually start trolling or abandoning scrimmages as what seems like some sort of protest to the rising demo meta. Whenever you're scrimming against a team that's demoing too much for your liking, simply just leave the match or start going for ridiculous demos yourself to have your point made. Apparently, that's what some of these teams were doing. Despite demos being a truly viable tactic by this point, NRG in particular came under fire for not taking it seriously. And this all came to light during a podcast near the start of the year.
I love when I would demo Justin and he would troll the whole
Holy Now, if you don't play Squishy Rules, you get demoed by Justin and Squishy the entire
time. Garrett's fine, he knows.
If you bump a few times, the scrim's shocked for sure. Like,
there was a recent one where we were literally just playing and four people died, like two double demos happened. And it was like two trades. And then I literally start getting chased by every NRG member. And I'm like, wait, what do we do?
When this news hit the community, Rocket League fans took it personally and immediately rushed to take a side. Those who supported this new wave of physicality and those who had been hating on it all along. And it didn't calm things down when players like Calm continued to tweet nearly every month about the amount of teams trolling scrimmages. Likely all because of the demo meta. Things were surely getting rough behind the scenes, but it was hard to know who was to blame for all this since most of these tweets were so cryptic. But because of the initial podcast clip that kicked this whole thing off, NRG continued to be the main suspects, which ended up being a huge blow to their reputation. The team that used to be the face of North America now had a huge chunk of the region turning on them, only receiving support from their most loyal fans. Eventually though, all of this tension, repeated trolling of scrims, and controversy around the demo meta came together in one of the most extraordinary matches in Rocket League history. No longer behind closed doors, but now in the RLCS for everyone to see. On October 23rd, 2022, Calm and NRG finally crossed paths in the semifinals of the NA Fall Cup. With thousands of passionate fans watching on both sides of the drama, Calm took this opportunity to put an end to the discussion once and for all. Welcome everyone to the record-setting demolition match.
V1 are going on a tear against NRG. The demos are raining in. Hawk is demoing more than anyone that you have seen.
In the most beautifully poetic way possible, Calm, as perhaps the perfect representation of new Rocket League, unleashed demo after demo onto the most legendary players in North American history. The very team that would have allegedly abandoned or started trolling the match if this happened in a scrimmage. But instead, they were trapped and forced to endure the chaos and destruction that Calm and Version 1 were putting them through.
Calm isn't even playing the ball anymore. He's chasing Justin down again. Calm's fueling the corner boost. He's ridiculous and horrifying. He is invasive and infuriating. And he is everywhere. And he is ruining the day of NRG.
The Twitch chat was up in flames, full of angry fans who just couldn't stand what was happening on their screens.
Nice first touch, but reset. Has Justin on the rebound. Calm takes Justin out. Another demo from Calm. Calm, he's going to try to get Garrett on respawn.
I've truly never seen anything like this. From the gameplay to the reactions of the casters and the chat, It perfectly displays just how riled up the community of a toy car soccer game can actually get.
Foreman, reminding everybody to watch out. A beast mode will drop it in right at 7 minutes.
If you thought 20 demos in one match was crazy, how about 20 demos from a single player in a match? That's exactly what Calm did in this semifinal. The aftermath of this NRG catastrophe spearheaded by Calm was of course some not-so-friendly DMs that were sent Calm's way, which he tweeted about shortly after. It certainly speaks to how big of a statement he made about not only the drama surrounding their scrimmages, but also the new age Rocket League meta entirely, showing its effectiveness at the highest level. Anyone who claimed that it was just a form of trolling or that it wouldn't be effective if you go up a rank or two was immediately shut down by this event. This was a real argument that people used to make all the time. But after this moment, it no longer carried any weight behind it. Instead, the most common argument now against demos was the opposite. That it's actually too overpowered and abused too much. Or rather that it's just lame and a boring way to win. One thing was for sure though, demos were extremely effective and a valid tactic that was here to stay. Although many players continued to advocate for some kind of nerf to make them less effective, it wouldn't be until 2 years later that a small adjustment would be made. Now, after a player is demolished, they would be able to see exactly where their car would respawn about a second in advance.
So, we can see where we spawn, Inzi spawn, grab the back left.
This small change was absolutely loved by the community. Although it only lowered the value of demolitions just slightly, it actually ended up making a difference in the World Championship that same year.
That's a huge win, and it might not be anyone back off the respawn parties. Are you kidding me?
So after so many years, demos did finally receive their nerf. Now, did this affect at all how much people actually went for demos? No, it didn't.
A demo menace, another demo for Cobra. He's bumping poor LJ after landing a demo. He's not even playing the game revealed it's the demo.
To this day, demolition records are still being broken. The player who's raising the bar nowadays is a young pro named Kofer, who currently this season has averaged over 4 demos per game on his own. For reference, the next closest in North America is Reddles with 2.5. The physical game really just keeps on elevating. And even now, 10 years later, this playstyle is still riling up Rocket League fans everywhere.
We see two demos! Double demo from reveal into a ground pinch!
This guy's white demo, you're dirty!
This has been the story of Rocket League's most controversial tactic. Thank you to all my YouTube members for the support, and thanks to all of you for watching.